The family solicitor is Ben Pepper from Bolt Burden Kemp Solicitors. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This must be a pretty unusual type of incident.
Yes, I mean, it's not one that's come across my desk before, but since this has been out in the media, we've had a number of inquiries, actually, from people who've been involved with an incident involving escalators and suffered fractured feet and other amputations as well. So it doesn't appear to be an isolated incident. I think this one has grabbed the public's attention because it is so shocking, and it's not something that any parent would ever envisage seeing, particularly with a child wearing wellies, and to have it ripped off and to have amputated his toes is just absolutely shocking and horrifying.
What is the legal action based on?
So at the moment, we're pursuing a claim against Network Rail because we believe there must have been something inherently wrong with the escalator itself, either in terms of how it was designed, how it was maintained or repaired, or whether Network Rail could have done more in terms of their signage or their positioning of the emergency stop buttons. We're in the process of gathering documentation from Network Rail, and we will be instructing an engineer expert to provide some evidence.
They've denied liability for the accident and say the escalator was safe and had no faults at the time.
I think the fact that the accident happened, it speaks for itself. I think that this type of event shouldn't have even been possible of happening. So, and it needs to be rectified, and it can't be allowed to happen again, because even adults have been involved in these types of incidents where you can momentarily take your eye off of where you put your foot, and then all of a sudden you experience your foot being dragged into the machinery, and it should just not be possible to happen.
Yeah, they have emergency stop buttons. We heard there that his mother couldn't find one. Why was that?
Well, that's right. I mean, she was expecting it to be near the end of the moving handrail at the bottom, where you often see them on the underground stations. But in this particular circumstance, they weren't positioned on the way down. They weren't positioned at the bottom. It was actually higher up on a pillar, just located to the side of the escalator. And she wasn't expecting to see it there. And in all the commotion and the panic of what was happening, she didn't see it in time. By which time, Oscar's father was having to pull him out of the end of the escalator at the bottom.
So how far did he go when he was actually trapped?
Well, he was trapped actually about halfway down was when it started, and his foot just kept getting pulled further and further in as he was going down, and it was at the very end where the father had no choice but to pull as hard as he could to lift him out, because otherwise the results could have been much worse.
Yeah, it was New Year's Day when this took place. Were there others on the escalator? Was the station busy?
It was busy. We've seen CCTV evidence. The family were rightfully standing on the right-hand side of the escalator, as you do when you're standing down. There was lots of other people around. Lots of people came to their aid afterwards. Members of the public were amazing in consoling the parents. Unfortunately, Network Rail didn't seem to act very quickly, according to the parents, and it was more the people in the station, the members of the public, that were more helpful.
Yeah, the family have paid tribute to those members of the public who helped. Let's hear from Alison again.
Luckily, a doctor who was passing by at the time kindly stopped and wrapped his foot up and cleaned his foot, and nearby shop bought some ice. And I just want to say a big thank you to the general public, to everyone who helped me that day, the worst day of our life.
Ben, what's the timeline for this going forward now?
Well, at the moment, we're gathering evidence from Network Rail and disclosure, their repair records, CCTV, and so on. We'll now look to instruct an engineer expert, gather more evidence from witnesses who were there at the time, and if liability continues to remain denied, we will commence court proceedings in due course and look to negotiate a settlement for Oscar.
Ben, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ben Pepper from Bolt Burden and Kemp. A Network Rail spokesman said, "The safety and well-being of our passengers is always our number one priority, and our thoughts are with the young boy and his family at this difficult time. Everyone in Network Rail, and particularly the team at London Bridge Station, are saddened by this incident. However, while the case is ongoing, it would be inappropriate for us to comment any further at this stage."